Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Jonathan had heard nothing about the enforced fast imposed by Saul. As they traveled through a wooded area in their pursuit of the Philistines, quote, "There was the honey, dripping." 1 Samuel 14, verse 26. How appetizing is that, especially for a man who has expended his energies in fighting the Lord's foes? Honey is not only a quick pick-me-up, it's also an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and antibacterial agent. Surprisingly, no one else reached for the honey. But Jonathan, quote, "stretched out the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in a honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his countenance brightened." Verse 27. The people with Jonathan immediately informed him of his father's ban on eating. Jonathan could see, quote, "the people were faint." Verse 28. He replied, quote, "My father has troubled the land. Look now, how my countenance has brightened because I tasted a little of this honey. How much better if the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found." Verses 29 and 30. But it was not just that the victory would have been greater. When the famished people saw the animals that had been taken in spoil, in desperation they killed them on the spot and began eating them with the blood. Things were going from bad to worse. This wasn't just breaking the king's vow, but also God's command. Quickly, arrangements were made to stop that. But now Saul wanted to know who had caused his vow, not God's command, to be violated. When he discovered it was his own son, he decreed, "You shall surely die, Jonathan." Verse 44. "No, sir," said the people. "He," quote, "accomplished this great deliverance in Israel," verse 45. In fact, they added, quote, "He has worked with God this day." May God keep us from foolish promises made on selfish premises.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.